From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has called for an investigation into an airstrike on a school in Syria that killed nearly 30, most of them children. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says warplanes carried out 6 strikes on a village in rebel-held Idlib and hit a school complex. Both the observatory and the U.S. have said that either the Syrian or Russian governments were responsible for the attacks. Meantime, Russia's ambassador to the United Nations says he is unconvinced by a report linking the Syrian government to the use of chemical weapons in at least 3 instances. Vitaly Churkin says the report lacks sufficient testimony, material proof, and was full of contradictions, yet he offered a reserved level of praise for the investigators.
They were given an extremely difficult task to investigate things which happened 2 years ago without even visiting the sites which were involved. They did their best, I suppose.
An inspection team under the joint auspices of the UN and the Organization for Prohibition of Chemical Weapons issued the report on the incidents. The United States, the United Kingdom, and France want the UN Security Council to impose sanctions on the Syrian government for using chemical weapons. Ethiopian troops who have been fighting Al-Shabaab militants in Somalia have vacated a series of military bases, sparking fears of a militant resurgence and a possible setback for African Union efforts to stabilize the country. Troop withdrawal comes at a vulnerable time as the government is organizing elections throughout November and the UN mission is on an defensive against more Al-Shabaab attacks. This is VOA News. India has expelled a staffer of the Pakistani High Commission in New Delhi, accusing him of running a spy racket that accessed sensitive information about Indian security operations. Islamabad rejected the allegation, saying the man had been detained on false and unsubstantiated charges. The expulsion comes as relations between the two countries have hit a low following a militant attack last month on an Indian army camp in Kashmir that killed 20 soldiers. A former U.S. First Lady running for president, Democrat Hillary Clinton, shared the campaign stage for the first time with the current First Lady, Michelle Obama, during a campaign stop in the U.S. state of North Carolina. Mrs. Obama spoke to Clinton supporters about a key quality she believes the next U.S. president must have.
We want a president who takes this job seriously and has the temperament and maturity to do it well.
Hillary Clinton spoke, taking issue with her opponent, Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump, and his contention that Clinton does not have a respect for the U.S. military.
Well, actually, Donald, you're the one who's got a lot to learn about the military and everything else that makes America great. Starting by learning about the dignity and sacrifice of our men and women in uniform and their families. And he should learn from Michelle Obama how a leader supports them, not disrespects them.
Trump campaigned in the state of Ohio.
If we win on November 8th. Okay, you ready? When we win. There's a lot of good energy in Ohio, that I can tell.
Real Clear Politics, which compiles voter survey averages, shows Clinton leading Trump 46-40%. The election is November the 8th. Korean automakers Hyundai and Kia reached an agreement with 33 U.S. states and Washington, D.C. on charges that inflated the fuel economy numbers of 2011 to 2013 models. The company will pay a $41.2 million fine. Hyundai and Kia have already paid out $300 million to the U.S. federal government and compensated some car owners. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.